I don't know. Since we have started Worship Radio 247, when this has ever happened before, what I'm going to do now. Today is an amazing day, and the anointing is so powerful, so strong here in the studio. Already, I've felt a leading from the Holy Spirit to say to you that we're going to be breaking bread in the third hour today. I know what you're saying, it's a Thursday, but we're not religious. And I'm just going with what I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to do. And I'm doing that right now because I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to bring you this message and to say to you today, you need to put on the full armor of God for the battle that will be coming. In Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and from verse 10, it says this, Paul is saying this, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Well, over the last few days, I have been getting attack upon attack. And yesterday's attack was vicious. And I wasn't wearing the full armor. That I know. Because had I been wearing the full armor, I wouldn't have been hurt. I wouldn't have been pierced. And today, I start the broadcast and God's Spirit falls immediately. And I have spent most of this broadcast in tears already. The worship has been so magnificent and the Lord has been pouring his love down, not only on me, on you too. And I believe there is something coming and I believe that we have to be ready for that. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm, say firm, firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And that is why we have to be on our guard, and that is why we have to be prepared, and that is why we need to wear the full armor. So you and I today, right now, right at this minute, we are going to put on the full armor, and we're going to go through Ephesians, and we're going to do it together. Verse 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. You remember the other day I brought you that word. Though a thousand fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Why? Because you're wearing the armor of God. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. So that's what you do now. You spiritually put on the belt of truth. Father, we put on the belt of truth together. And the body armor of God's righteousness. Let's put that on now. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that all of us corporately together right now, we put on the armor of God's righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness goes over our breast and over our back to protect us. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Father God, we place those shoes on our feet now in Jesus' name. But beloved, remember this. When you are putting on those shoes, once those shoes are in place, and they are now, anytime conflict comes near you, you cannot enter into it. You have to maintain the peace that God is pouring into your life right now, because I feel, I sense that around the world you are feeling God's peace. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. In your left hand, place the shield of faith to guard you. And that means the Lord is going to pour more faith into your life as you wear that shield. Can you feel it in your arm? Can you feel it? Thank you, Jesus. Put on salvation as your helmet. God Almighty has poured His salvation into your life when you said, "Yes, Lord," and when He first chose you. So wear that as your helmet now, your salvation. Wear that as your helmet, your love for Almighty God. Wear that as your helmet in Jesus' mighty name. And take the sword of the Spirit in your right hand, or if you're left-handed, put in your left hand and put the shield of faith on the right. It's up to you. Whichever hand you hold the sword in, that is the hand you're going to hold the sword of faith. You're going to hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. It is the Bible. It is all of the words of God that is in that book. You're going to hold that as a shield and as a sword of the Spirit, so that when Satan comes at you, you can quote to him Scripture. And if you don't know the Scripture, don't have any fear of that. Because when you need it, God will plant that Scripture into your mind. And here's one. Get behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Here's another. Leave now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You need those words. And now, beloved, you are fully equipped. Paul continues by saying, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. That's what he wants you to do, and that is what God Almighty wants you to do. He wants you to join with your brothers and sisters around the globe. He wants you to join with them, and he wants you to pray for them. Even if you don't really want to, he wants you to pray for them. And when Paul says pray in the Spirit, what he's talking about is praying in tongues. And if God Almighty hasn't given you that gift yet, that's okay. You can still say, Father, I want to pray in the Spirit now in Jesus' name, and just see what happens. Just allow God to work through you. But beloved, be alert. Be aware of what is going on around you. Be alert at all times. And at all times, worship Him. And at all times, love Him. And at all times, allow His love to encompass you and to hold you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen.